Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, yes.
Not to catch mine.
Come on,
right,
come on,
right.
Come on, come on.
Speak over yourself.
Come on, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We bless and praise our God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Giving him praise, giving him honor, and giving him all the glory. Amen. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Amen. Yes, sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Knowing that all your help comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, 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 everyone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The one that's under the sound of my voice this morning. Welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Thanking and praising our God for the Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. Thanking and praising our God. Amen. For waking us up. Glory to God. Thanking and praising our God. Hallelujah. That he gave us a breath of life this morning. Thanking and praising God. Lifting our hands up to heaven. Glory to God. Not knowing. Amen. Praise God. What's ahead of our day. But praising him in advance. Amen. For what he's going to do today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done in this hour for the people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. God, I bless your holy name. Oh, Father God, we come this morning, Lord God, thanking you and praising you and glorifying you and lifting you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we come this morning, Lord God, coming with great expectation this morning, knowing that you will speak to our hearts this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God for everyone that's on this line this morning, Lord God. Give them a word. Give them a word, Father God, straight from the heavenlies, Lord God, straight from the very throne room, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, they come this morning to hear from you, not from me, but hear from the Holy Ghost this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I pray this morning, Lord God, that you will hide me behind the cross, Father God, that they, glory to God, will hear your voice and hear your voice only, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask that you fertilize our heart this morning, Lord God, when the seeds are sent to the heart, Father God, that it will come to blossom, Father God, that the word of God will come to empower, God, it will come to, oh yes, Holy Spirit, for the Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, Father God. Now I pray for the wisdom. I pray for knowledge tonight. Pray for understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would supersede everything. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That's supersize it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They ask you for regular, Father God, but we ask for supersize today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for we thank you, Father God, for answer prayers on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, have your way this morning. Move by your mighty power. Bless every home that's represented here today, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. Do it for your glory, Father God. Only you get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to come, amen, glory to God, from Daniel, the 10th chapter. And I know that y'all know this chapter, amen. But, you know, sometimes God comes back to revisit some things. And this morning I'm up early and I'm talking to the Lord. And I hear the Spirit of God speak to me this morning. And hallelujah, in the quiet of the morning, amen. This is a season of answered prayers, people. people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This is a season of answered prayers. You've been praying. You've been asking God for certain things in your life. Amen. Praise God. But there's an answer that's coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're not gotten that answer yet, it is coming, people of God. That's why we pray, and that's why we wait. But listen, glory to God, as God was speaking to me this morning, hallelujah, glory to God. We, you know, have you ever had to pray and glory to God and wait, praise God. And I suppose this one is our most difficult thing to do. And you see, we live, glory to God, and you know, some of the things that God spoke to me this morning is some of the things that we have already encountered. We already came to the Word of God, and He said that we are living in a society where there always want instant, amen. Glory to God. You know how it is, amen. Praise God. And you know, glory to God, that we want quick service, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. We want, glory to God, we want to drive up, praise God, and we don't have something, amen. We want to drive up to the window, praise God, and get it quickly. And then sometimes we demand them to hurry up, praise God, hallelujah. This is supposed to be a drive-through. Why they taking so long? Why I got to wait in the back of the line? Why is it so many people? We just whine and we complain, but we want quick stuff, and we want, because now, praise God, you have to wait, praise God. The cameras, the instant potatoes, and the instant credit, however it may be what you're working on, praise God, hallelujah. But see, sometimes, amen, we have to wait for the answer, and we pray and we wait, we sit, we posture ourselves to wait on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we don't have to go before Him, hallelujah. Jesus, make our own decision. Somebody say, sometimes I want to make my own decisions. Glory to God. The quick service, someone has said, that this is we want to read a book and we want to jump to the back of the book before we even read the whole book. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Have you ever done that? Praise God. Get a book out. Praise God. And you want to see what happened at the end. You just spoil the whole thing because now you want to jump from the first page all the way to the end and see what the end going to be. Hallelujah. We want everything, glory to God, in the society, but we have to really slow down and hear the word of the Lord. And how many people we talk to who tells us, amen, that they have time to, I don't have time to slow down. And they reach a point where they have to slow down, whether it be physical or emotional problems. We have to slow down. We wonder why we are in such a state of confusion and turmoil. And when the answer is that we violate the principles of God's word and regarding rest. God says rest. Rest in me. Read and rest. Pray and rest. Walk and rest. God, my soul, cool my Sunday. Yes, Holy Spirit. So we have to rest in the Lord. We try to work out our own problems, whether to pray and to work. Our life is a model, seems to be pray and work. Come on, Holy Spirit. We pray and work. In other cases, some of us pray and whine. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, God is a God that can do the exceptional. Praise God. All we got to do is just set our posture in the way that we can wait upon the Lord. We often take a lack of immediate response from God as a sign that He is either not listening. Somebody say, God is listening to me, or not caring. This is our brothers and our sisters that we most definitely not the case. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to address the subject this morning in the message. Amen. Praise God. God is not denying you. Praise God. We talked about delay and not a deny before. Amen. Praise God. God is not denying you. So if you want to say delay is not a denial, praise God, turn with me to Daniel chapter 10, where we find a great example of a seemingly a delay of an answer prayer. We believe there are many dynamics in the story which may help us get clearer understanding of the prayer. We begin to read in in verse 10, Daniel, praise God, but the hand touched me and lifted me up. Still trembling, praise God, hallelujah, my hands and knees, amen, praise God. And I heard the voice, oh, Daniel, greatly beloved of God, he said, stand up and listen carefully to what I have to say to you, for God has not sent me to you. So I stood up, he said, still trembling with fear. Then he said, don't be frightened, Daniel, for your requests have been heard in heaven. And was answered the very first day. You begin to fast before the Lord and pray for understanding. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. See, Daniel, he fasted before the Lord and prayed for understanding that very day. He said, I was sent here to you, but for 21 days, come on, Holy Spirit, the mighty evil spirit who overrules the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the top officers of the heavenly army, came to help me so that I was able to break through these spirit rulers of Persia. Then the one who seems to be a man touched me again. And I felt my strength returning. God loves you very much, he said. He said, don't be afraid. Calm yourself. Be strong. Yes, strong. Suddenly, as he spoke these words, I felt stronger, Daniel, whose name means God is my judge, was a statement in the courts of the heathen kings, taken captive as a youth to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar in, you know, long before, what they say, like 605 B.C., he spent the rest of his long life there as governor and official and as a prophet of the true God. Daniel is called a prophet by our Lord in Matthew 24 and 15. And his prophecies are of immense importance. The book of Revelation often is referred to when dealing with the end time events. It is possible, however, to have a true understanding of what is to come without putting the book of Daniel alongside Revelation. For the prophecy given to Daniel are yet to be fulfilled. But listen, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit, we thank our God because, hallelujah, glory to God, Daniel is in a posture of prayer. He's praying to God, and Daniel, frightened by the vision, but the messenger reassured him. Daniel lost his speech, but the messenger touched and restored it. Daniel felt weak and helpless, but the messenger word strengthened him. God can bring us healing when we are hurt, peace when we are troubled, and strength when we are weak. That is God's design. Trust God to minister to you as he did to Daniel. Although God sent messenger to Daniel, a powerful spiritual being, the prince of the kingdom of Persia, glory to God, detained the messenger for 3 weeks, the Bible says. And Daniel faithfully continued praying and fasting, and God's messenger, glory to God, eventually arrived, assisted by Michael, the archangel. The archangel, the answer to our prayers may be hindered by unseen forces, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to his name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Answer to our prayers sometimes. Yes, go through unseen obstacles. Don't expect God answers. Glory to God to come to us easy too quickly sometimes. Amen. Sometimes as God says, pray and wait. Such a posture where God is. Such a posture in the heavenlies where God is. Glory to God. He said, I seated you in heavenly places. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you are seated in heavenly places, people of God, where the Lord Jesus Christ. All we have to do is continue to let this flesh die to the world. And God will begin to open up things that you never thought that he was open up. Praise God. As I was listening on this week, amen, praise God, about Catherine Kuhlman, amen, praise God. She said, I knew the day that I died to the world. Amen, praise God. We know that she went through different obstacles in life, and she lost everything. People walked away from her. Praise God. They told her that she could not preach. Amen. But she was one, amen, praise God, that did great exploits and great miracles that everybody still talks about today. So here, praise God, hallelujah, we're in a place, amen, that we have to set our posture to wait for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know we don't expect God's answer to come too easily sometimes or too quickly. Sometimes prayers must be challenging sometimes, but and sometimes evil forces do come. And so we pray fervently and pray earnestly and then expect God to answer at the right time. The heavenly, sometimes warfare was to be directed against the Persia and then Greece. And glory to God, and each of us, our nation was, glory to God, to have power over God's people. But Persia and Greece was represented by evil principalities and demons. But God is in control of our past, our present, and our future. My God, I say thank you. He has all events recorded, amen, in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows what he's doing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you're waiting and your posture, set your posture. Somebody say, set my posture straight where I can hear from God and where I can get the answers that I need. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you have to go through a place, amen, a quiet place to hear from God, to get the right direction, to get the right answers. Glory to God. Glory to God. My shokuna, my sanda. Glory to God. God knows what he's doing in your life right now. This glory, my son, glory to God. When you're going through something, amen, and the answer is not come yet, praise God, don't move out of position. Stay in position. Daniel, even though he was going through stuff, praise God, he stayed in the posture of prayer. He stayed in the posture of fasting because he was in a land, amen, praise God, that was not of their own, but God sent him as a government in the midst of a crooked generation. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And sometimes God has to send us into places, amen, where there are things are going on, and God sends his people into position. And that's why sometimes, amen, the warfare be so great, because there is things that God has set before you, amen, that you don't know not of, praise God. There's a time, amen, that be silent. It's a time to be still. It's a time to listen. My God, I say thank you. So here, hallelujah, the book of Daniel alongside the book of Revelation, for we know, praise God, hallelujah, that things are yet to be fulfilled. We find in our text that Daniel had been given series of visions regarding the end time of, glory to God, what's to come, praise God. And often is the voice, Shakuna Messiah, often our case. The vision was yet not easy or readily understand. And sometimes God give us stuff that we don't understand. Sometimes God take us through stuff that we don't understand, praise God. Therefore, Daniel began to fast. He began to pray to the Lord regarding the significance of the vision. Eventually, God sent an angel, glory to God, to Daniel, who said, I am here to tell you what is written in the book of your future. But there was a waiting period between Daniel's prayer and the answer prayer. And the passage tells us, amen, us, glory to God alongside, amen. It took 21 days, and we find this in verse number 12. Then he said, don't be frightened, Daniel, for your request has been heard from heaven. Hear me in the Holy Ghost, people. Glory to God. You may have been fasting. You may have been praying. Glory to God, but your prayers has been heard by the Lord. If you were in right position with the Lord, or you were in the right posture with God, God will speak to you in due time. Suppose one of the most wonderful things about our relationship with God is that he truly cares for his people. We find a beautiful image, amen, of this in care and Bible, and glory to God, and for Psalms 41. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined his ears unto me and heard my cry. Can you imagine God, glory to God, as you are praying to the Lord Jesus Christ, and God says, don't worry, my daughter. Don't worry, my son. I have inclined my ears to hear what you were saying. I heard your cry. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. In Psalms 18:6 says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried, he said, my God, to my God for help. Are you crying for help today? Do you not know which way to go? Do you not have the understanding of what you're going through? He heard my voice out of the temple, the Bible says, and glory to God, and my cry for help before him came to his ear. See, when you really want to call on the name of the Lord, God hears your praise, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I have no doubt that he hears, amen. Glory to God. I always mess with Pastor Waters, amen, praise God. I always say when I pray, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I believe that my face is up there before the Lord. I believe that, glory to God, that God is going to answer my prayers. I believe that, glory to God, that God is going to answer the way that he wanted to come out, praise God. Not how I, Carolyn, wants to come out, but God will answer, amen, praise God, hallelujah. He said, glory to God. He said, I hold no good thing with them that walk up right before me. See, when we walk up right before God, come on, he will fight your battle. He is a man of war. He is a man, amen, glory to God, that cares about us. He's a Jehovah, glory to God, mechanism. He's a Jehovah, glory to God, glory to God. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the one, praise God, that we go through, praise God. Set our posture the way God wants us to set our posture, amen. One of our adversary's most fallible weapon is deceit, amen. After all, it referred to as the father of lies. He seeks to come into our lives, and the father of lies, the loving character of God. One tactic he employs is by telling the people of God that God is not really interested in what's going on in their lives. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever felt, praise God, that the enemy said, oh, God ain't interested in what you're going through. God sees what you're going through. He ain't moved yet. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you today, set your posture the way God wants you to set it. My God, I give you glory. And wait for the answer, people of God, because surely the answers shall come. Just like God says this morning, amen. This is our season of answer prayers. We are in the valley of decision. Glory to God. We're my sukuna, my santa. And I didn't realize, amen, what God was saying. We're in a valley of decisions, amen. What were we going to serve God or not? My sukuna, my santa. This year, praise God, here, glory to God, will make a difference for all the saints of God. Because God wants to know, glory to God, are you with me, or you go, my son, or you going to serve the enemy. Glory to God. So the valley of decisions, amen, praise God. God says, Akuna, my son, as I begin to seek the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, yes, you're in a valley of decisions. Glory to God. Are you going to go all in for me, praise God, or you going to serve the devil? See, here in this year, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, I hear the Spirit of God. My son, Sunday. We have to know what we're doing in this hour. That means that next year, amen, praise God, that things will begin to take place in our lives that we never thought it would take place. This is nothing, glory to God, but what God is doing in this year, praise God. He said, because you're in the valley of decisions. And I could imagine, praise God, Daniel in the valley of decisions, amen, praise God, where he had to go to God, amen, praise God, in prayer, trying to find out what the end going to be, praise God. He didn't understand the visions, amen. And just like you might not understand what you're going through today, but God knows why you're going through it, amen, praise God. How they could have stand up. See, people, God, amen, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God. Why pray? Why is not really, God is not listening. That's what the enemy tells you, praise God. And if he is, he doesn't really care. That's what the enemy said. If you have felt this way, my sisters, my brothers, glory to God, everybody out there, be assured that his mind has come hissing. That's the hiss. Mokuna masanda. That's the hissing that they hear out of the depths of hell. Glory to God, glory to God, because he always sent a snake to distract us. He's always sent a snake, amen, praise God, to pull us out of the place of God. He always sent a snake, amen, to say ha-ha to God. But I'm here to tell you today, God's ears is inclined to, or, oh, Shato Masia, his ears are inclined towards us. Not only does the lamb hear and recognize the voice of the shepherd, but the shepherd hears and recognizes the voice of the lamb. We are the ones, glory to God, that God diligently, praise God, look after, praise God, hallelujah. Don't you know that God loves you, praise God? And you know, praise God, if I think about that story again, amen, praise God, it's coming back to my mind again. Once we heard a story of a man named Bobby, I say Bobby all the time. God, I thank you, Jesus, for bringing it back, who always began his prayers by saying, Jesus, this is Bobby, then would proceed with his prayer. He would pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, mama, sokuna, my son. Bobby was committed to spending time with the Lord every day, and every day it was the same. Jesus, this is Bobby. Glory to God. Just like I say, God, this is Carolyn coming. Glory to God. And whoever's on the line, put your name there. Then came the day when Bobby was greatly, and oh my son, he went through some turmoil. He went through some illness. Glory to God. And he was rushed to the hospital in his room. And as Bobby laid there, praise God, semi-conscious state, unable to pray to the Lord. And you know God says, always pray. Always pray. Don't stop praying. He looked up, amen, to a man standing at the foot of his bed, and one standing there said, Bobby, Coco, my son, this is Jesus, glory to God, my brothers and my sisters, my glory to God, and all that sort of life. I want you to know that God hears the prayers of his people. See, when we can't pray, we done already stored up some stuff. You done got a relationship with God. You done came in the posture where God wants you to come in, and still remain that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Not only does our text shows us God inclines ears, it also shows us God's outstretched hands. Listen to verse number 12 again. He says, don't be frightened. And that's the part that we have to understand. When we're going through a lot of things, a lot of turmoil, don't understand this. Don't understand it. Why does God allow me to go through this? My sokuna, my son, don't be frightened, he says. For your requests have been heard in heaven. And I, come on, and was answered the very first day you began to fast before the Lord and pray for understanding. See, God loves us when he comes to him. Glory to God. And ask him, praise God, when we don't have the understanding, when we don't have the wisdom, when we don't know what to do, praise God. God loves it, praise God, because now he knows that you have come to the end of yourself. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. That very day, glory to God, I sent here to meet you, praise God. He said, the very day that you first prayed, I came to meet you. So let me tell you, glory to God, this morning that God not only only hears us, he helps us, people of God. That is important for us to understand, that God is our helper. God is our helper. Can I talk to somebody that's listening to me? God is our helper. It is one thing to hear. It is another thing to help. I want to return to the passage I read a moment ago where they are found in Psalms 40, and one is in Psalms 18. Listen to them. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he, God, inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and upon a rock, and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto the God. My sokuna, my sanda. Many shall see it and hear it, and shall trust in the Lord, he says. Glory, don't you love the Lord when he starts speaking the word of God? It's something about the word of God that brings enlightenment to our soul. It's something about the word of God that brings us up to our feet. It's something about the word of God that make you have more strength. It's something about the word of God. Glory to God, glory to God, that make you want to push on. When we get the favor, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, when we really walk in the word of God and put the word of God in effect, amen, praise God, we hear the word of God. I love the word. He said, I brought you out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. I set your feet upon a rock. I have established your going, and I put a new song in your mouth, even a praise unto our God, my God. And he said, everybody that see it and hear it shall fear and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, because he knows who belongs to him for real, for real. Glory to God. This many has a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. He said, in my distress, come on, I'm going to Psalms 18 and 6 down. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he cried, and I cried unto our God. Glory to God. Can you imagine? In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ear, he says. He bowed the heavens also and came down. Glory to God. When some of our cries, they come up to God, God literally comes down. You feel the presence of God. You feel the unction of God. He sent from above. He took me and drew me out, he said, of many waters. He delivered me from the strong enemy. See, some of us dealing with some strong enemies that we don't know that what battle we're fighting, and they cause us to lose strength. But my God will strengthen us today, people of God. From when, oh my Sata, told our Messiah, from them which hated me, he said. He said, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me. Me. Oh, my God, Jesus Christ, I thank you. Not only does God hear, he acts. When we pray, he anticipate him, inclining his ears towards us and stretching out his arms to help deliver us. Let me tell you something. Your prayers might be glory denial, but glory to God, and you might feel it's been delayed. Amen. Praise God. We find that Daniel's answer was delivered. Glory to God. Glory to God. At what point? But here we find that Daniel's answer was delayed by the activity of demonic forces sent to disrupt the plan of God. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. The plan of God. Look at verse 13 in our text. The Bible says, for 21 days, the mighty evil spirit who overrules the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. I want you to get the picture. Daniel prayed. God heard. The angel was dispatched immediately. However, there was a delay. But notice this delay was only temporary. God's plans will always, I want you to hear me, God's plans will always be accomplished. The Bible says in verse 13, continues with, then Michael, the archangel, one of the top officers of the heavenly army, came to help me so that I was able to break through these spirit rulers of Persia. Listen, people of God, to me. The adversary may delay the plan of God, but he will never defeat the plan of God. Can I say it one more time for somebody that's waiting on God? See, it might, here, he said, I was able to break through these spirit rulers of Persia. The adversary may delay the plan of God, but he will never defeat the plan of God. I personally believe that the angel speaking to Daniel was Gabriel, you see, in Daniel 19, praise God, in 20 and 21, praise God. We read that while I was praying, Gabriel flew swiftly to me at the time of the evening sacrifice. And all and through the forces of evil, one were able to hinder Gabriel. Not destroyed. All he had to do was call for the help from Michael, the archangel. There was another war in the heavenlies, and once again, the enemies of God were defeated. Is the adversary and his host had delayed the answer to your prayers. Just hang on, because if need be, God will send another angel to fight. Your answers may be delayed, but God knows, amen, he did not deny you of anything. Can I talk to us today, praise God, we thank our God, there is better days are coming. Victory is on the horizon. It seems, can almost hear the sound of the angel as they ascend from the throne of God. God is victorious. The adversary is defeated. Somebody say, he's defeated today out of my life. God has inclined his ears and outstretched his arms. And somebody say, wait on the Lord and get yourself in a posture. If there is anything of which I am sure, it is that God has an ultimate plan for our life. Even when the answer seems to be delayed, it is for a purpose. I understand that not even the devil of hell can frustrate the will and the plan of God. Why then does he permit the delay? Glory to God. Why not simply render the opposing forces powerless? Why not set up a hotline from heaven to earth whereby we can achieve instant, glory to God, instantaneous results? Come on, somebody, glory to God. We know that we want God to just answer right away, praise God. Now, make no mistake about it, people of God, there are those times when prayers must be answered now. Glory to God, glory to God. I've shared with you some of the circumstances of life, my own life, praise God. But why aren't all prayers answered instantaneously? Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, people of God. And come on. I thank God today, praise God, because there are some things that God is doing in the realm of the spirit, but you have to set your posture in the right place. Set your demeanor in the right place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to purge our hearts and purge our minds from the things, amen, of yesterday, and believe God for today, and believe God for the impossible. Believe God for the spontaneous. Believe God. Glory to God that he's going to move on your behalf. My God, I say thank you. It's a posture thing, people of God. Let us go to a song. I'll be right back.
Oh,
Right already. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is an on-time God. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Somebody talk to me this morning. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. My God, I say, come on, people of God. Though it may be hard to believe, there is positive aspects to waiting. It's called being mature. When we come to the maturity in the faith, it brings patience. My God, I say thank you. It will help develop the confidence, come on, in God. Thank God he does not offer instantaneous answer to all our prayers. My God, I say thank you. It will be a shipwreck down here. If God answered right away to everybody, praise God, hallelujah, they would think that they was the one that did it. They the one, God, glory to God, glory to God. You got to, I'm telling you, people, God, if God gave us so much power down here, it would be a mess down here. Glory to God. If he did, we would be in a mess. I wonder if we have ever prayed a prayer you really didn't mean. And I know I have, praise God. And as time goes by, I thank God for not answering that prayer. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever thanked God? Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he didn't answer the prayer that you wanted. Praise God. You want that thing so bad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God said, no, I'm not going to do that for you, because if I did that for you, amen, you will go to the left. Praise God. And that's what's happening in the world today. God is answering prayers. He's blessing people. But what's happening is, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, as he is testing them and trying them, he's seeing where their hearts at, because the Bible says that he would try our hearts and see where we're at. Praise God, hallelujah. But many has went to the left. And just like I was reading this morning, praise God, hallelujah, there as many fell off from the Christ, as many that fell from the body of Christ. Now, we're not going to church, amen, glory to God, for the people, but we're going to church for God, amen, praise God. There's a big falling away. People, God, we got to pray, glory to God, because Daniel was praying, glory to God, and he seen the end time, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, the Bible says in Psalms 27:14, it says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 37:7, he says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. He says, fret not thyself of him who prosper in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Come on, people of God, hallelujah. Proverbs 20:22 says, glory to God, say, not thou, I will recompense evil, I will repay evil, but wait on the Lord and he shall save thee. Glory to God, glory to God. Isaiah 40:31 says, and we quote this, we just spit it all out. Glory to God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. As soon as the trial comes, praise God, they don't went to the left, praise God. They forgot about the word that they spoke out of their mouth. But listen, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit. But they that wait upon the Lord, listen to this. It says, but in the Amplified, I got it. I had to look at it another way. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him. Come on, come on, come on. He said, I will again give them new strength, renew their power, he says. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles, come on, rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. See, God, he wants to renew the strength of his people even on today, praise God. But they that wait on the Lord, and what he said, he said, and then I, the Lord, I shall, shall is a promise of God, I shall renew their strength, because they're going to mount up again. They're going to be lifted up again with eagle wings of eagles, and they're going to run again. I know they're tired, praise God, and I know they're weary, and they're going to walk and not faint, praise God, hallelujah. So sometimes, people of God, in the midst of all that's going on, sometimes, praise God, we feel so weary, we feel so faint, amen, praise God. But the Bible says, my God, I give you glory. They that wait on God, they that wait on the Lord Jesus Christ, promise him. He promised he's going to renew your strength. That means that you're going to get back up. You're going to get back up in new power. David got up in power. Daniel got up in power. Peter got up in power. Paul got up in power. Come on, people of God. Glory to God. Glory to Abraham got up in power. Glory to God. Glory to God. All of them got up in power. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:25, the Lord is good unto them. Listen to me. The Lord is good unto them that wait on him. The Spirit of God, glory to God, is speaking to us this morning. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. To the soul that seeketh him. Glory to God. That's in Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him. That wait for him. Not man. That wait for him. Have you ever found yourself and just by yourself? Glory to God. That waits for him. Holy Ghost. To the soul that seek him. That means that we're seeking him. Praise God. God said, I'm going to be good to you. That's Holy Spirit. Habakkuk 2:3 says, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. But at the end, somebody said, but at the end, my God, I got a revelation. But at the end, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, he says, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Glory to God. Someone asked the question, if God knows what I have need of before I ask, why must I ask? The response was, because God knows what we need the most. Holy Ghost. The most is the time spent with him. God knows in prayer, praise God, he wants us to spend time with him. He wants to commune with him. He wants a relationship with us. Could you imagine, praise God, hallelujah, Daniel praying, glory to God, and he's fasting before the Lord. He didn't rend his soul and not his garment before God, and then nothing's coming, praise God, not knowing in the realm of the spirit there was a war going on, glory to God, because he didn't want him to know the answers to what God wanted. But then God sent the angel, praise God. First he said the first one couldn't do nothing with the enemy, and then God says, okay, since that one don't work, praise God, let me send the archangel. I'm going to send the big one down, praise God, and you're going to get your answer. So people of God, you will get your answer. This is the season of answer prayer, saith the Lord thy God. My God, I give him glory. Hallelujah. God's ultimate plan for our life is that we wait patiently and confidently upon him. Be confident. We must be as Paul when he wrote in Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded, my God, I say thank you, that what he has promised, he is able also to perform it. My question is that we will not call into question the integrity of God. He has promised it. He will bring it to pass. It may look like it's delayed, but it's not delayed. Glory to God. But it is never denied, people of God. Glory to God. So what is it I have endeavored to tell us this morning? Is allow me to bring it together for you. God hears our prayers. That's Psalms 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Let me bring it to the table this morning. God acts upon our prayers. That's in Psalms 34:17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivered them out of all their troubles. My God, I say thank you. Sometimes our prayers are hindered by the adversary. The Bible says it, amen, Ephesians 6:12. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Remember the high places, people of God. God has promised the ultimate victory. We got victory today, people of God. Matthew 16:18 says, upon this rock, he says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. That's the promise of God. My God, I love that scripture. Praise God. God, Satuna Masia. God loves us so much. God promised us, amen, praise God. The promises of God is an awesome thing. When God says something, it is settled in heaven. It is settled on earth, praise God. All you got to do is wait for it and be in the posture that God wants you to be in. Glory to God. Have faith in God. Waiting is often in our best interest. Glory to God. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait, sometimes it has to be in our best interest to wait on God, because we always. Remember we said we always quoted, praise God. But God said, I'm going to strengthen you. You're going to be okay. You're going to fly again, I praise God. Everything is not going to be broken down in your life, praise God. One thing of which we can be sure of, the answer may it might take a minute. It might seem like it's delayed, but if God is going to bring it to pass. Somebody say, God is going to bring it to pass. It's never going to be denied. Hold on, people of God. Trouble don't last always. Be strong and keep the faith, because weeping may endure for a night. I'm glad. I might cry, glory to God. I might cry, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. But God says, but weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But I am so glad that joy do come up in the morning. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. My God, I say thank you. He knows whose is his. He knows who's going to step out on him. He knows, praise God, what's going to happen. But this is our valley of a decision this year, praise God. Hear me in the Holy Ghost and believe what the Lord has given me today. We are in a valley of decisions, glory to God, where God wants to know. He says, who won't be mine? Because there's a great harvest that's coming. And whoever standing, oh, Messiah, at the end of a thing, God is going to use in a great and mighty way. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It's not about the house. It's not about the car. It's not about the furniture. It's not about anything that your job. It's not about your career. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the kingdom of God. God said the kingdom of God suffer balance, but we have to take it by force. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Only the begotten Son, glory to God, glory to God, will give us what to do. People of God, glory to God, we are living in a time, amen, praise God, that God loves us so much, praise God, that he will send, glory to God, and when a counterattack comes against you, God will send the angels, glory to God, defeat the enemy, because surely, glory to God, whatever he has given you to do, it surely shall come to pass. All we got to do is set the posture the way God wants us to do it. My God, I say thank you. I will wait upon the Lord to see what he's going to do next. Season of answer prayers, my God, from this day forward, people of God, love on the Lord. Get in fellowship with the Lord, that when things are going on in your life, you have a direct connect to the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you. I thank God that he allowed his son to die on the cross and rose on the third day with all power in his hands. I thank God that when he resurrected, he gave us the same resurrected power that he had. He said, greater works will you do. My God, I say thank you. So we thank God for Daniel's life. We thank for the life for Daniel. Amen. Praise God. The one that afflicted his soul for the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you. He was waiting for that answer, and that answer come. He said, glory to God, he's beloved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He's beloved by God, and the Holy Spirit is having his way in his life. Praise God. He was the one that God used as a prophet, the government. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what God wants to do in the lives of his people. He wants to put them in great places. He wants to bless them in great places. He wants to give them his best. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So we thank God today, praise God. Don't set your affection on things down here. Set your things on the affection of the things above. Where rust and all that thing, glory to God, will not eat up your blessing. God don't mind us having things, but he don't want the things having us. And don't walk out on God, because God will never walk out on you. My God, I say thank you. Whatever he started, amen, he's going to finish. Like we were talking, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless and praise God for what he's doing, for this hour, people of God. Glory to God, because God is working things out for us, praise God. He's going to do a sure thing. Somebody say a sure thing. He's going to work it out for you, praise God. My God, I say thank you. Come on, somebody say, we are in a valley of decisions. But not only in the valley of decisions, we are in a season of answer prayers with the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We are on the rise in the Lord Jesus Christ. God has raised up an army, amen, that don't mind serving him. He's rising up an army, amen, praise God, that will go back for him. He's rising up an army, amen, to go get the ones, Lord God. My thank you, Jesus, that's all but from Mose, that's afflicted, all the ones, amen, that's laying under places. Glory to God. He's going to get them, praise God. He's going to call forth a great army, amen, praise God. In this hour, people, God. These are things that have come to pass. My God, I say thank you. Let's set your posture straight. Set it the way God wants you to set it. Amen. Praise God. There's a blessing on the other side of through, and you're going to make it through in the name of Jesus. We thank and praise our God this morning for all that he is doing. We thank and praise God for the glory this morning. We thank and praise God, Hamashandokudabasanda, for the answer prayers this morning. We thank and praise our God, Hadekudabasanda, for blessing us this morning. We thank and praise our God for lifting us up this morning. We thank and praise our God, just Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, for the thing that he's already established, the thing that he's already written out, the case that he's already opening up. We thank and praise our God for the new things. We thank and praise our God because we walk in victory. We are victorious. Glorious people, God. We have our winning season, and we are in our winning season. My God, I say thank you. Watch the hand of God move in a mighty way in your life, praise God. People might not understand what God is doing in your life because you're totally, I hear the spirit of the living God. People are selling out for the Lord Jesus Christ because nothing else is working. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Raise up an army, Father God, that don't mind serving you with their whole heart. Raise up an army, Father God, that don't mind praying in a prayer chamber. Raise up an army, Father God, that will go for you, Father God. Raise up an army, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, to go get the less, most sake, the lesser, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, less fortunate, Father God. Raise up an army, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We know that this is the entire harvest, God, that's coming, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, to the body of Christ. You are blessing us in us, in an unmeasurable way, unmerited, uncommon way, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing. Oh, glory to God. People of God, we love the Lord today. Glory to God. Know that God is working on your behalf. Whatever he told you, praise God, glory to God, it surely shall come to the pass. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Whatever he said, it shall come to pass. He watches over his word, glory to God, to perform it. Whatever he spoke, it shall come to pass. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It shall come to pass. Shall is a promise, people of God. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and the Lord Jesus Christ will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Glory to God. God is knowing what he's doing. We thank and praise our God for our Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God for you, you, and you, and I pray that the Lord has blessed you on this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, people of God. Amen. True Vine International Ministry will be on Thursday, 6 p.m. with Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Dial in, dial in, dial in. Amen. Glory to God. She had an awesome word on this week. Amen. An end time word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And don't forget, amen, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be prayer time. Amen. And don't forget, y'all, it's my birthday on Wednesday. I got to throw it out there for y'all. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Hallelujah for the things that he is doing. Amen. Praise God. If anybody needs to get in touch with me, amen. Praise God. You can call me at 302-883-9799. Amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for all the ones that partner with us in the ministry to keep us on the air. Thank you for your love and support for the ministry. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. With God, amen, is speaking. We know that God is speaking over many churches right now. Praise God. But I thank God for raising up Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. And I pray that God will continue to bless it, that it can be a blessing to many. Amen. That call in. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God on today. Let us pray out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father God, because you are God all by yourself. We thank you for blessing each and every one on this line, Father. We thank you, Father God, for raising us up. Thank you for touching us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father. I ask that you bless every home that's represented here today. I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit, God. You see and you know, God, whatever they're going through today, you already know. You already see it. They have prayed, and now they're waiting on you, Father. So I ask you, Father, to have your way in our lives, oh God. Bless our family. Bless our loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that you have given me on this morning. Ah, mama, so cool, namasia. Thank you for the prophetic word, God, that you have given me this morning, God. And I ask, Father, that the word of God will continue to marinate within our spirit, God, that it will grow forth in great harvest, God, in the name of Jesus. Let not the enemy come to snatch the word, but we will have the word deep within our heart that we will not sin against you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. That the church says, amen, amen, and amen. I have a song, amen, for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.